Huntsville, Arkansas, Thursday, January 8, 1863, to Mr. Woodson Hareen. Dear Cousin, I once more seat myself again to write you a few lines. I earnestly hope you will excuse me for not writing it oftener, as I have a great many to write and have been disabled to some extent in the way of writing, as you can probably have heard long before this time.
There are really two Civil War regiments closely associated with Bloomington-Normal McLean County.
Since I last wrote to you, I've seen a good many fine times and a good many hard times, although I'm getting used to the times so that I can stand it pretty well. I also like soldiering pretty well, too. Indeed, I'd like it very well if it wasn't that we did not get into such a scrape as we did on the 7th of last month with a mean, low-life, outrageous, ridiculous, scandalous, ignominious, heaven-defying, hell-deserving, gray-backed, blue-backed, yellow-backed, red-backed, greasy-backed rebels.
He's part of the 94th Illinois Volunteer Infantry Regiment.
Hurrah for the choice of the nation, our chieftain so brave and so true. Go for the great reformation, for Lincoln and liberty too.
We saw about 25,000 rebels all standing in two rows on a long hill or ridge in the timber. And we only had about 5,000 in all. And we was out in an open field too, and we all started towards them hollowing a little bit, not much though. And the first thing we knowed or heard was whiz, whiz, zig, zing, 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 zig, zig all over our heads. And we never stopped running until we got ready. And when that time came, we fell on our knees and cocked our guns and got our infield rifles. And such a shower of fire and bullets we poured into the rebel ranks that has never been heard or read of since the days of Adam.
The 33rd Regiment, the so-called Teachers Regiment, had one company of students and faculty members. But in many ways, the more important from the local perspective was the 94th. That was known as the McLean County Regiment, or just Old McLean as a nickname.
I could see the rebels running like Sam Hill before the 94th, which made me laugh and which caused us to take right after them. And if the boys of Old McLean or the 94th hallowed, they did then. I'll tell you, sir, we made the eastern part of Old Arkansas roar and tremble.
A full-strength regiment in the Civil War in the North was initially about 1,000 men. All of those men came from McLean County. The 94th is in Missouri, is in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama. They're there for a very important engagement at Prairie Grove, Arkansas, in December of 1862. The 94th is there for the epic Siege of Vicksburg and the taking of Mobile, Alabama. Like a lot of Illinois regiments, they're not fighting in the east, that is Gettysburg and Antietam. They're fighting in the Western Theater, so we're talking about Shiloh and Vicksburg and New Orleans.
The fight lasted only 3 hours, and from 3 in the afternoon until 6 that evening when we stopped shooting, which was not until dark, we had piled up 2,000 rebels and they killed about 800 of our men, and also shot me in the side of the neck, which hurt like 60 for a little while. But I did not mind that much as we made the rebels run over the Boston Mountains and clear to the Arkansas River.
The 94th is no different than the vast majority of regiments, both North and South. Most men die of camp diseases, dysentery, malaria, things like that, than wounds on the battlefield. A lot of the men of the 94th are suffering from malaria, and perhaps scurvy as well, which is a vitamin D deficiency.
Gudson Woodson, I must come to a close by saying my wound is all about well, and we're all enjoying good health, and hope you are all enjoying the same blessing. Write soon and oblige your affectionate cousin, G.W. Hauser. Oh, P.S. I was shot in the neck, but the bullet did not come out through the neck of a bottle or a jug either. So no more Cousin Woodson. G.W. Hauser.